Summary of Sunni Concepts. Fear and Hope. Fear and hope are actions of the heart. Islam seeks to liberate them from fleeting fears and fleeting ambitions. He directs them in the right direction, which comes from the right, guided soul. The soul that should fear as it should hope. But you fear and hope, praiseworthy fear and hope. Fear of God, His punishment, and hope of His mercy and reward. As God Almighty said, those whom they call upon seek the means to their Lord as to which of them is nearest. They hope for His mercy and fear His punishment. Indeed, the punishment of your Lord was forbidden. As for false earthly fears, the Quran calls for freedom from it by turning to God alone. As God Almighty directed Moses and Aaron, peace be upon them, to not be afraid of Pharaoh and his oppression. He said, don't be afraid. I am with you, I hear and I see. As for the hope of believers, God Almighty said about it, and you hope from God what they do not hope for. Believers hope for God's reward for their deeds. They also hope for everything that achieves justice and spreads truth on earth. By establishing the religion of God and suppressing His enemies. As for the fleeting enjoyment of the world, if it is not from the right path, or distracts from the remembrance of God and what follows Him, it should not be what the believer hopes for. God Almighty said, know that the life of this world is merely play, amusement, and adornment. He bragged among you and multiplied His wealth and children, like rain, whose plants are admired by the infidels. Then it becomes agitated and you see it turn yellow and then become debris. In the afterlife, there is severe punishment and forgiveness and satisfaction from God. The life of this world is nothing but the enjoyment of vanity.